Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again, tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not plan harm against your neighbor who lives trustingly beside you. Do not quarrel with anyone without cause when no harm has been done to you. Do not envy the violent and do not choose any of their ways. For the perverse are an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. Toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he shows favor. The wise will inherit honor, but stubborn fools disgrace. And then reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. As they went from town to town, a lot of people joined in and traveled along. Jesus addressed them using this story. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Some of it fell on the road. It was trampled down and the birds ate it. Other seed fell in the gravel. It sprouted but withered because it didn't have good roots. Other seed fell in the weeds. The weeds grew with it and strangled it. Other seed fell in rich earth and produced a bumper crop. Are you listening to this? Really listening? His disciples asked, "Why did you tell this story?" He said, "You've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. There are others who need stories. But even with stories, some of them aren't going to get it. Their eyes are open, but they don't see a thing. Their ears are open, but they don't hear a thing." This story is about some of those people. The seed is the word of God. The seeds on the road are those who hear the word, but no sooner do they hear it than the devil snatches it from them so they won't believe and be saved. Excuse me. The seeds in the gravel are those who hear with enthusiasm, but the enthusiasm doesn't go very deep. It's only another fad, and the moment there's trouble, it's gone. And the seed that fell in the weeds, well, these are the ones who hear, but then the seed is crowded out, and nothing comes of it as they go about their lives, worrying about tomorrow, making money, and having fun. But the seed in the good earth, these are the good hearts who seize the word and hold on no matter what, sticking with it until there's a harvest. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you all for your prayers while we were on our journey. We avoided the heat wave that hit Europe this week. Fortunately, we had great weather, and it's wonderful to be back with you. Oh Lord, as we come together in this time of worship, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Well, this is the last week of June, and we know that the season of camp at Westminster Spires is right around the corner. We will gather with our staff on July 10th for training for a few days. Start with elementary camp for 4 days, and junior high camp for a week, and senior high camp, ending our camp season on August 2nd. Some of you are quite familiar with our ministry at Westminster Spires. St. Andrew has responded to God's call to offer our gifts in providing leadership and background support for this ministry. A brief background. This is one of the ministries of this church, and we have been true to not bragging about what we have done for this ministry. A lot of people don't know the scripture that says, don't brag about what you give and what you do in your ministry, just do it. I think we certainly have done that. According to a book, Presbyterians in Montana, it says in 1936 or 1937, the folks from the Presbyterian Church in Miles City began Camp Miles, located 8 miles south of Red Lodge on Rock Creek, at the base of what we call Westminster Spires. We named it ourselves, I think. Many young people from this presbytery attended camp at Camp Miles, which was later named Westminster Spires. This ministry is supported in part through contributions from churches in the presbytery through the per capita giving. We operate primarily with volunteer leadership, but we do pay our summer staff, our counselors, and cook. And we do have a part-time caretaker who happens to live in Red Lodge, who takes care of the well, minor repairs, cutting down dead trees, and opening the camp for guests that rent the camp for weddings, family reunions, or groups that ski on Beartooth Pass for the month of June. We have had a group for the past 2 weeks from Maine skiing up on the Beartooth Pass, and these are young kids skiing down extreme stuff. I don't know if you've ever looked at that snow that's up there. I was up visiting and saw a couple of kids and said, oh, not skiing? No, they were part of the injured group. We had a shoulder injury, we had knees and so forth, so not everybody survived that. This week we have a family reunion coming in next weekend, a wedding, so the camp has been really quite busy this June. Our budget for the camp is approximately $37,000 a year, and we raise about $22,000 in income to help cover about 60% of our costs. So Yellowstone Presbytery supports this ministry in the amount of about $15,000 a year to keep the camp going. The camp is on 7 acres of Forest Service property, and we operate under a special use permit with the Forest Service. Our current permit was issued in 2016 for 20 years, so we will be there for 100 years unless something happens in the meantime. Our current permit ends 2036. Not many of us will be here for that. A typical day at camp begins with Bible study, individual holy ground time to reflect on the lesson, small group dialogue to share thoughts on the lesson. This is followed with craft time. Thank you, Cynthia, for your service with us through the years. We will miss you this summer. We have a recreational activity such as a hike, swimming, playing in the park in Red Lodge. Unfortunately, the pool in Red Lodge is in such disrepair, it's not going to be available this summer. So we're hoping that some benefactor up there takes care of that, because kids in that town need a swimming pool, as do we. Other things we do are group games, a trip up Beartooth Pass, that often includes sledding in July. Yes, we found a great safe hill to sled on in July. And senior high campers go on a raft trip on the Stillwater River. We often include a mission activity, visiting the nursing home in Red Lodge or helping out at the Wildlife Center or a project at camp. The evening includes a time of worship, testimonials from staff, small group dialogue, and the ever-popular night games. The angels in the forest have worked overtime to keep campers safe during night games. Cabin time before lights out usually includes a time to share highlights, lowlights, and God moments for the day. It's wonderful to hear elementary, junior high, senior high boys sharing real stuff about how camp has impacted them and the special time they have living in Christian community. So that's a brief overview of the what and how of what happens at Westminster Spires. As we have been in dialogue as a congregation here on the future of St. Andrew, we've been exploring the why of our ministry. I'll share a bit of the why of our outdoor ministry at Westminster Spires from my own perspective. As we heard in the scriptures that we shared this morning from Proverbs, we have been given some guidance on living together in Christian community. And it provides a foundation for why we have camp. Much from Proverbs. My child, do not let these escape from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and prudence, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you sit down, you will not be afraid, and when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden panic or of the storm that strikes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. That's a pretty strong why for following God. I love the story of the seeds from Luke 8. I often think of young campers as being seeds that need some good earth to be nurtured. Camp can be an opportunity for young people to experience Christian community, a life quite different than what many of these kids experience at home. It's a chance to learn about the love of God, to share and develop their faith with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, to experience the love and joy and hope and peace that is ours in Christ. Living together in Christian community, even if only for a week each summer, can help campers and staff members grow their sacred and spiritual life. We live in a secular world that is quite different than the world that God calls us to. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead all those at camp to grow deep roots in their faith, roots that will help them survive through the many trials that are sure to appear in their lives. This is from Mark 10, when Jesus blesses little children. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. That's such an important why for camp ministry, I think. A chance for young people, for children, to meet Jesus, to learn about him and begin their walk with Jesus. On our recent trip to Spain, Susan and Kristen were documenting our pilgrimage with photos, so my camera was seldom out, although I did get a number of more pictures of adult baby Jesus. I will not share those, but they add to my collection. However, there were a couple times when I was called to take some pictures of scenes that spoke to me. Last Sunday, we were in Madrid on our own walking tour through much of the older part of the city. We were seeking the large newer cathedral, and along the way found ourselves in the crypt next to the cathedral. So we walk in, and this is the crypt And I only am sharing one picture, but see those pillars? The entire room had these every few feet. And I was just so struck with the message that I heard was how firm a foundation. And it was odd that it was in a crypt down here where there are a bunch of sites of people who have been buried there. But there's a room for worship. But this gives you an idea of just how sturdy this area was. And I just, as I wandered through there, I said, how firm a foundation. You've got a whole image for a whole sermon in itself there. But as we were walking through there, there was a picture of a, go to the next one, Ben, if you could. This one. This picture, or this sculpture, was in this crypt. And I thought, what an interesting spot for a sculpture of Jesus with a child. And it jumped out at me how firm a foundation this is, that these young people are here meeting Jesus and beginning their foundation of their life with Christ. And although the architecture said how firm a foundation, in many ways for me, this sculpture of a young person with Jesus also said to me, this is a foundation we need to be providing for young people to get to know Jesus. If you go back to the other one, Ben, this is one other sculpture that we also saw. I'm not sure where this one was, but it's the same message. Jesus with a child, and since this message that I'm sharing with you today was on my heart, this really jumped out at me. So the images of young people meeting Jesus are so important. And that's one of the whys of what we do through camp. We are committed to this outdoor ministry because we believe we are called to walk with God. At camp, we can learn more about how and why walking with God and living in Christian community is such a blessing and so much richer than living as the world often calls us to live. The following slideshow is from our 2018 camp season. I hope this will give you an idea of some of the things that happened at camp and the pictures of many of the young people who have been a part of this last year. Our deepest thanks to St. Andrew for their leadership through the years in keeping the facilities in repair, preparing the camp for the upcoming season, your prayers for this ministry, and commitment to serving Christ and supporting the faith development of all the staff and campers that have come into God's presence in this beautiful place. Although St. Andrew does not have a line item in the annual budget to support Westminster Spires, this congregation has been amazingly generous in sharing their gifts of time and talents and support for this ministry. Thank you, thank you. Many members of this congregation, their children and grandchildren, have been campers at Westminster Spires and have grown in their faith because of those experiences. Dave Kimball may be one of the most long-time campers, one of the campers who was there a number of years ago in his youth. Some of my grandchildren are there. Some of the Woods' grandchildren are there. The Tark daughters, and I don't know if Jeff was ever there. I love the fact that some of the windows that were replaced, thank you for when that happened. In the old days, some of the campers happened to write their name on parts of the facilities, bunks and windows, and up in the rafters, I found one of the old windows that had Jim's daughter's name on it, and I got that window to her. She has it in her home, so the spirit of her camp life lives on in her home. Many of this congregation have served as counselors and staff, and if it were not for the volunteer hours of labor from members of St. Andrew, the facilities just would not be ready to be having camp there. So this is an incredibly unpromoted ministry of this congregation, and a very, very important one. And why have we been called to support this ministry? I believe it's because camping is a critical time and opportunity for campers and staff to spend time together in Christian community. A time to experience the love and grace of God. A time to live together with brothers and sisters in Christ and to learn and grow and to deepen our Christian faith. That's as important for campers as it is for the staff. George Goodrich ends up coming and spending most of the camp season with us, and his kids say, "You are a different person, George, when you come back from camp," because that time that he has had to live in that community. It's a time for the seeds of faith to be nurtured while living in God's presence. So on behalf of the campers and the staff of Westminster Spires, I thank you for your prayers and the many, many ways you have supported this ministry through the past years and in the years to come. Jesus invites us to walk with him and to share the good news that God loves us. Thanks be to God. Amen.